KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers, presenting the new 2025 Camry with refined design and performance. See your local Toyota dealer to learn about all the benefits the new 2025 Camry offers. The San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Thursday, November 7th. DACA recipients can now apply for insurance through Covered California. More on that next. But first, let's do the headlines. There's a red flag warning in effect for the county's valley and mountain areas until tomorrow morning. Yesterday, meteorologist Alex Tardy said the Santa Ana winds are moderate to strong and the humidity is low.
So that's wind coming from the east, coming from the desert, blowing to the water. We are now seeing wind gusts of 40 to 50 miles per hour in those at-risk areas. That would be the San Diego Mountains and then close to the foothills as well.
Temperatures today in the inland areas will be in the mid-70s. In the mountains, temps will be in the mid-50s. And in the deserts and coastal areas, it'll be in the high 60s. San Diego voters appear almost evenly divided over Measure E, a 1 cent sales tax increase that would support the city of San Diego's general fund. Early results show the measure failing with just under 51% of voters saying no. But that majority shrunk yesterday morning as more ballots were counted. City Council member Stephen Whitburn, who won his re-election, said he hopes Measure E passes.
If we get $400 million a year into the city coffers, we'll be able to do so much that the people who are struggling now need us to do. Build more housing that's more affordable, get the streets paved, help people who are living outdoors get into safer and healthier places.
The County Registrar of Voters estimates another 590,000 ballots have yet to be counted. The next update on the vote count is expected this evening. There are still some federal races to be decided, but the presidential election is in the books. Donald Trump scored a decisive victory over Vice President Kamala Harris. Mesa College political science professor emeritus Carl Luna says Tuesday's election was monumental and represents a major shift in what America is, both domestically and internationally. And he says when it comes to relations with California, we could once again see wrangling between Sacramento and Washington.
You see the power of the purse being used as a cudgel in California. If California doesn't comply with federal mandates, California loses a variety of different funding streams for education, transportation.
For anyone upset about the election, Luna says, just remember there is another one in 2 years and another presidential one 2 years after that. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhau Plumbing, Heating and Air Restoration and Flood Services. Family owned and operated over 4 decades, Bilhau has been serving the plumbing, heating and air, and water damage needs of the San Diego area since 1980. With their fleet of trained professionals, Bilhau has the ability to service all major and minor plumbing and HVAC emergency needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Bilhau is committed to providing excellent service to their customers with transparent quotes and attention to detail on every job. Whether you're in need of an HVAC installation, plumbing, or water damage restoration in San Diego, they offer the convenience of scheduling an appointment over the phone, online, or through live chat on their website. Call 1-800-BILHOW or visit bilhau.com, because we know how.
Open enrollment for Covered California is now underway. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco says for the first time, it includes DACA recipients.
Ali Tarabi was 5 when his mother brought him to the United States from Iran. Now 35, he's a recent medical school graduate and a DACA recipient. It's been an unusual struggle.
When I tell people, they don't believe it. You know, they're like, "Oh, you're a doctor that's uninsured," and that's the reality in this country. When you don't have something like healthcare for all, people can fall through the cracks.
DACA is a program started during the Obama administration that protects some undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. when they were children. An estimated 8,500 DACA recipients call San Diego County home, and starting this month, they can apply for health coverage under the Affordable Care Act. Something Tarabi is urging other DACA recipients to take advantage of.
Applying for coverage for my DACA sisters and brothers, this will not impact your immigration eligibility for you or your family. So do not be afraid.
Tarabi hopes to stay here in San Diego.
I want to give back to this community. Like I said earlier, this country didn't give birth to me, but this city raised me.
The open enrollment period runs until January 15th. Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
3 years ago, Amazon opened a fulfillment center in one of Tijuana's poorest neighborhoods. Residents hoped the company would make big investments in the community. Border reporter Gustavo Solis says those expectations remain largely unfulfilled.
The photos were jarring. A shiny new Amazon warehouse right in the middle of a Tijuana shantytown. The images went viral and sparked a heated debate about global inequality. The local business community in Tijuana praised the new September 2021 edition, calling it a welcome boost to the economy. And Amazon at the time issued a statement saying the company feels, quote, great responsibility toward communities where we operate, end quote. Now, the company wasn't specific about what it meant by great responsibility. Yet, residents of the neighborhood, known as Nueva Esperanza, hoped that Amazon would make investments to improve their quality of life. But 3 years later, they say that little has changed.
No hay luz regular, no hay agua, no hay drenajes.
Marley Trinidad Mejilla lives in Nueva Esperanza. She says the community still lacks paved roads, drinkable water, and a functional storm drain system. Mejilla is among many who came to the community in recent decades looking for a new start. Mejilla earns 2,000 pesos a week as a janitor, working for a factory in the same business park as the Amazon Fulfillment Center. That comes out to about $100 a week, almost twice as much as what she used to earn in Chiapas, Mexico's southernmost state. She knows that her corporate neighbors earn billions of dollars a year and thinks that they should reinvest more of that money into the neighborhood.
Las empresas pues ganan mucho dinero y la verdad no apoyan a la colonia.
The juxtaposition of one of the richest companies in the world setting up shop amid such poverty was also striking to Teddy Cruz. He's the director of urban research at UC San Diego's Center on Global Justice.
That photo of the Amazon, you know, big warehouse next to this very precarious informal settlement was very dramatic. And really,
Amazon is hardly the first corporate superpower to establish operations in Mexico. Tijuana is home to hundreds of light industrial facilities called maquiladoras that have opened since 1994. That's when Congress ratified the North American Free Trade Agreement, known as NAFTA. But Cruz says that the viral photo kickstarted an important conversation about corporate responsibility.
By that I mean as these epicenters of wealth that generate so much revenue and so much profit, can there be some level of co-responsibility to invest in the communities ultimately from which they are getting their own labor?
In Nueva Esperanza, the neighborhood's only school also serves as a local community hub. Maria Patricia Chavez is the director.
Esta es nuestra escuela primaria, Escuela Nueva Esperanza.
The school opened 5 years ago with just 10 students. The first classrooms were built from plywood, 2x4s, and other scraps donated by neighborhood parents. In one building, a garage door serves as the dividing wall between two classrooms.
Entonces, pues poco a poco, varios padres, pues ellos se fueron uniendo la colonia a hacer donaciones que un barrote, yo tengo otro pedazo de tripla, y entonces pues así.
Today, the school has more than 200 students. And thanks to funding from a nonprofit and the Baja California state government, they also have a new classroom and a bathroom. Chavez says that this is the only indoor plumbing some of the students have regular access to. The school has also received some corporate support.
Ellos vienen y trabajan, pero directamente con los niños. Ellos hicieron donación de ciertos libros para armar una biblioteca.
Amazon, for example, donated books for the library, and they send people to run reading workshops for the students. In a statement, Amazon Mexico said, quote, "We understand the importance of serving the communities in which our employees live and work. It's why we've partnered with numerous local organizations in Tijuana to support important causes like literacy and health and food insecurity for residents in Nueva Esperanza," end quote. The company says it's also invested more than $50 million in Baja California. Now, even though locals believe that their corporate neighbors could do more to help the neighborhood, They say that the bulk of the responsibility falls on Tijuana's government. Blanca Vanessa Sosa has lived in the community for years. She says lack of government investment is particularly noticeable whenever it rains. The combination of unpaved roads and the lack of drainage create a river of mud through the entire neighborhood. She says everything shuts down during storms. Tijuana's former mayor, Monserrat Caballero, declined an interview request. Tijuana's new mayor, Ismael Burgueño, could not be reached for comment. Gustavo Solís, KPBS News.
California law requires the state's electricity grid to get 100% of its energy from renewable resources by 2045. SciTech reporter Thomas Fudge says new research shows a path to that goal is paved with a lot of stored energy.
It's like putting money in the bank so you can spend it later. Battery storage is already a major player in the state's energy system. It'll become bigger as California aims to create an emission-free energy supply. A study published in the journal Nature argues a decarbonized grid with more storage capacity would decrease variability of energy supply and reduce energy prices up to 70%. Patricia Hidalgo Gonzalez is with the Center for Energy Research at UC San Diego and co-author of the paper. She explains the importance of storing solar power.
From noon to 2-3 p.m., we have an excess of solar power production and we just waste it in practice. But if we would have more storage, we could take advantage of that free electricity and store it for the hours of the evening when we have the highest prices of electricity.
She argues government energy storage mandates are an important step toward putting storage technology to work. Thomas Fudge, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again tomorrow for the day's top stories. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening, and have a great Thursday.
Hi, I'm Bill Hoehn.
And I'm Ted Hoehn.
Over the past 50 years, our family has brought many world-class dealerships to Carlsbad, including Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Audi, Honda, Acura, Jaguar, and Land Rover.
That's right. This year we're celebrating 50 years in Carlsbad.
So on behalf of the entire Hoehn family, we want to thank San Diego. Throughout the years, we've taken tremendous pride in meeting and even exceeding our customers' automotive needs.
We value the relationships with our clients and look forward to serving you for years to come. We invite you to visit one of the Hoehn Carlsbad dealerships or hoehnmotors.com.